It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, and really privileged today to have one of the seminal figures in, we'll start with country rock, but then we'll get into your own feelings about that term. Mr. Paul Cotton is here with us.
Hello, Sky. Nice to be with you.
It's tremendous. I put the quotation marks around country rock for a reason. Mm-hmm. Now, you were born in Alabama, yes?
Yeah, Army brat, actually. Right. Raised in Chicago.
Right, and I was going to say, then you ended up in your formative years being in Chicago, mm-hmm. where you formed the Illinois Speed Press.
Correct, yeah.
And it was a band that had a country rock feel to it, yes?
I brought that to the band, yeah. We had a lot of blues, a lot of almost psychedelic rock as well. There were three lead singers, three separate songwriters, and we all brought a different style to the band.
And it's easy, you know, as a guy who lived in Chicago for a while, you know, certainly the blues influence, it's easy to see that.
Sure.
Now, what was it like in that day for you wanting to introduce and invoke a country feel to the proceedings? How was that received with your bandmates?
I think they carried it off pretty well, actually. We were huge fans of the Buffalo Springfield.
Right.
And Everly Brothers, if you want to go way back
sure.
to what I call country rock as well. And the transition was pretty easy for them, well as blues for me.
So this is interesting because my wife, you know, she's a big fan, and she said, you know, he's steeped in the blues, too. It's not just country rock. He's steeped in the blues.
Mm-hmm.
So you play the circuit at which time, you know, I think maybe Dan Fogelberg probably was just starting to get going
probably,
back then.
Yeah.
And you make a connect, as I understand it, through, I want to say, Peter Cetera?
Yes, indeed. He was taking steel guitar lessons from Rusty Young, who is a member of Poco these right. days and was one of the former members, beginning members back then. So, and Rusty happened to mention that we had played together, the Speed Press and Poco. And Peter said, well, Paul is probably going to leave the Speed Press. And Rusty said, well, we're looking for a guitar player to replace Jim Messina at the time, who's going to go on and form We Know Who.
Right.
Loggins and Messina, and that's how it happened.
There's a bit of information that says that Jim actually spent a time with you sort of handing off the baton.
Oh, yes.
Literally walking you through the songs,
on
right?
tour. We were roommates, actually. And he was walking me through the songs and showing me guitar parts mostly. And
it was all amicable. He
was
doing it out of a commitment. He wanted to make sure that
Absolutely.
You were properly informed
That's
and
correct.
Had the songs down to their essence, and then he could go on and do what he wanted
yes.
to do.
Yes, yes, very courteous of him. And
so you did have, I guess, an opportunity to really understand what you were stepping into, at least from the song basis.
Yes. Yes, I did.
You're going to be playing the Canyon Club, which is
yes,
a great room.
Yes, tonight.
It's
fact.
A great
yeah.
room.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
and it's
we've
a room
been
I'm
before.
Sure that for someone like yourself with such strong Los Angeles roots, you're going to see a lot of longtime fans there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been a while.
The room has a great rustic vibe, a great sound system, and whenever acts, you know, from the country rock, you know, the legacy acts play there, it really does become a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
We go to these shows because we're not only seeing the great artists, mm-hmm. but we're also reconnecting with what was really the sound of the 70s in Los Angeles.
It
really was the, you know, at least the FM sound of the 70s.
FM, correct.
And it's a great room. I understand that just so you don't get lonesome on the road now, your son plays
we'll
with
be,
you?
He'll be sitting in tonight. He lives here.
Right.
We're 3,000 miles apart, but he's going to guest tonight on a couple tunes and play percussion on our encore tune, Buffalo Springfield song, by the way.
That has to be a genuine throw, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He's an awesome drummer as well. He can hold his own with anyone. He's been playing since he was six.
So is it almost hard as a proud father to not want to turn around and just...
Yeah, it will be hard.
You know,
it
just watch your son play and say, just, oh, wait, I actually have to... I'm the guy they came to see. I have to perform too.
That's true.
I just want to be the doting father, but...
I might forget.
Well, now, see, we've talked about it, so remember, the eyes are going to be on you,
yeah.
So you can have your ear, that one, you know, doting father's ear on him, but you still got to play to the room.
That's true.
But it's going to be a thrill for you, right?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. It's been a long time.
Give me a couple of highlights, to the ones where you go, I can't, you know, this once happened where I can't even believe it. I know it was happening, but it was such a great event. Either the performance was great, or the concert itself, or the setting.
All of the
Give
above,
me a couple of the of highlights of that you had.
Carnegie Hall. I think we did that twice. That was an honor.
Because that obviously is such a sign of
respect. And Rusty
respect.
Set his steel guitar on fire on stage there.
Well, I don't know if the people at Carnegie Hall appreciated that. That's very non-Carnegie Hall.
It's very non. And he had trouble getting that lit. I'm not sure if he got it lit all the way or not. But Giant Stadium, 90,000 people.
Ooh.
Charlie Daniels and us, that was just huge. And Poco has played Shea Stadium as well before I joined. And Whiskey A Go-Go, back in the old days
in
here. L.A.
Because that's when you felt a real camaraderie in a scene just coming to life.
Oh, my goodness. Peter Townsend was coming backstage. Hey, you mates need any songs? And this is after Tommy.
Right.
For crying out loud. He's standing over in the corner, very, very meek.
That's a pinch me moment.
Yeah, it is. And another one was I'm coming off stage after a set with the Speed Press, and Hendrix gives me a bear hug and says, don't ever stop writing those kind of songs.
And, see, those are the moments that...
Got one from Clapton as well when he and I did Let It Rain. He handed me his black guitar and said, here, use this one. Mine were all packed up at the time, and we had opened for him for four shows. And the last show, he invited me up there and did Let It Rain.
So,
another bear hug.
We're excited. Now, you've got a couple other shows coming
up,
too, right?
We're down at the Coach House tomorrow night.
Right.
Down there in Capistrano.
Right.
And then back up in Santa Barbara at Soho on Saturday.
You're playing. You're playing.
We're zigging and zagging.
See, you're really, but you're playing warm rooms.
Yeah,
rooms very that warm. Have a heart and audiences that have a heart too. So so you're gonna be in friendly confines.
Yeah,
you know that giant stadium thing. I can't really.
I can't really
account for all what goes on in a giant stadium, but I can assure you that. Certainly the Canyon Club, you're going to feel
intimate.
At home there.
Yes.
You're going to feel at home. Well, we want to thank you for coming by.
We're
just
pleasure.
Huge fans, and we can, you know, we can't help but wish you the best, and thank you
for
all the music
much,
you've given us through the years.
Pleasure. Thank you. My pleasure.
Paul Cotton, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.